Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Welcome to our Big Brother Canada 11 update on the things that they give us. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to talk you through what we saw on the latest drop of footage that trickles down our faces. There we go. Anyway. We'll get through it together. Okay, so we had another drop that happened this morning, yet again at a new time. So we're so pleased that we're not having a single bit of consistency in the release schedule. Let's talk it through. Of course, to set you up, Santina won the HOH. She nominated Dan and Anika for eviction alongside alongside Renee, who lost the dead last twist and ended up as a third nominee. Ty then won the veto and it planned on using it on Anika so that Santina could backdoor JM. That was the plan. The veto ceremony had not happened yet. When we get the drop here today, the veto ceremony has happened. So Ty did in fact use the veto on Anika, and JM is in fact now on the block. He has been backdoored, and it is not looking good for him at this point. So that's kind of like the basics of the basics, but I've got some more stuff to give you here. Santina and Ty have a conversation early on in the drop. She's talking about how she can see a shift in the house after the move she made. Ty is going to recommend to her, hey, don't talk to people about the move you made. The more you talk to people about this, you know, trying to explain the move, the more you're going to look guilty, like you're trying to justify it. And you don't need to justify your decision. You know, you made the right decision, so you don't need to justify it. So you just shouldn't talk to people about it. I feel like I've been doing this every day, but like red flag. Somebody in the house tells you not to talk to people or not to say things or whatever, like trying to basically control who you communicate to and who you don't communicate to. Take a step back. Don't listen to them. Talk to people. It's a very vital part of the game. Do not ever be like, yeah, they'll handle it for me. She says this to him. You're a great communicator. I'm so happy that I have you. Oh God. Ty says, they're both really kind of concerned about Dan coming after, some of the guys potentially next week, perhaps her coming after her next week because she put Dan on the block. But still not the target at this point. They also talk about Claudia, who did not know that this move was going to happen. She says, I didn't even think about Claudia, but I understand where she's coming from, feeling out of the loop. So apparently Claudia was not super pleased about JM going up on the block. She was close to JM. She didn't know that this was the plan. And she was kind of upset about it. Ty says, don't worry about it. I'll work on her. She will understand eventually. they both agree there's no way JM is going to stay. They have the votes. They count some. It's not looking good for JM. Jonathan's going to have a conversation with Rob. Now, this is interesting because we saw Jonathan have a conversation with Ty the day before where Ty was talking about Rob in a negative way. And Jonathan was mostly just kind of like agreeing, but seemed like he was trying to defend Rob here and there. And this tension between Ty and Rob, or specifically from Ty to Rob, is perhaps all we have in terms of real strife, real potential turbulence in the game for this big alliance. So I was trying to get a sense of how Jonathan feels about Rob. Is he going to give Rob a heads up about Ty not liking him? Is he going to play more like Josh and just kind of like keep all the information to himself and just keep telling people what they want to hear? Or is he, you know, like fully on Ty's side and he's just going to placate Rob in this conversation? We don't really get answers here. I'm still leaning more toward the Josh interpretation, but you can judge for yourself based on this conversation. Jonathan does seem fairly open with Rob, despite the fact that he's not telling or warning Rob about certain things. Jonathan mentions that he thinks Vanessa is great. He thinks she's here to mess things up. She's a wild card. She blew up. They're not getting into specifics, but what I'm getting from this conversation is that perhaps when the move happened to backdoor JM, Vanessa had some kind of reaction that the guys did not like, that she wasn't happy about it, I guess. So Jonathan is telling Rob, hey, don't give Vanessa any game at all. She definitely thinks something's up and she definitely thinks that the guys are behind it. So we need to worry about Vanessa. Rob agrees. She's a red flag. She's got to go. He would probably target her next week if he had the ability to. That said, I don't know how much Rob wants to win HOH. He did mention that the longer they wait, the harder it will be. He asks Jonathan who he would target. Jonathan says, I don't know. So again, Jonathan not giving out any real information. So worth noting. Rob says, yeah, I just feel like it, again, it'll be more difficult to be HOH a few weeks from now. Because once Anika and Vanessa are gone, we'll have to start looking close, like to our people. For instance, Shania, Daniel C, as he calls him, or Dan, Dan Zabo. So in Rob's mind, Anika and Vanessa are the next two to go. And then once those two go, they'll have to start looking at Shania, Daniel, and Dan. Which is interesting. I don't think that that mindset aligns with how Zach and Ty are thinking, obviously. But it's not nearly as bad as Ty fears, because Ty fears that Rob is basically going to kind of like break up the whole group and come for, you know, different people. So to me, this is all again indicating that Ty is right to be worried that Rob is in a good position, but overly paranoid about Rob's willingness to strike at the group and in his motivations. Like Rob seemingly is actually pretty loyal to the bros at this point, from what we can tell. So again, we'll see where all of that goes. Jonathan says he thinks he can build a good relationship with Koozie down the road, and Rob agrees. Koozie seems to be getting more and more integrated with the guys and the bigger group as a whole. Still difficult to know exactly where she lies, especially given that first conversation where we saw her with Vanessa. But right now, I think that she is just trying to like play as many people as possible. She has a decent spot here in the middle. And I think overall this drop was pretty good for her in terms of what her position is. We've seen that, you know, Ty feels like he has her in his back pocket. And we see that even Jonathan and Rob feel good about Koozie. Feel like she's somebody that they could bring in eventually. So Koozie not in the worst spot here, but it's hard to tell. Rob says that they talk about hope a little bit. Rob talks about hope. He says, Hope told me that he told JM that he's with him And they're like, this guy, Hope. Oh my God. And he's like, no, hear me out. He says he wants to figure out who JM is close with. So that's why he told them. And it's, they laugh about Hope. Oh, Hope. He's so hopeless. It's like sending off a child to keep himself busy. Like, go count tiles. They have no respect for Hope in the game. They talk about how happy they are that JM is leaving. They can't believe that he might say that he's coming after guys, specifically Rob. Jonathan says, yeah, we're really, you know, Zach, he really put in work for that. And Rob agrees. He's grateful for Zach because Zach put in the work to get out JM. This is particularly interesting to me because, again, if we're trying to figure out where Jonathan lies and what's happening with this guy group, Ty talked to Jonathan about Rob not trusting Zach. Jonathan, I think, at one point also was not really trusting Zach. He had a conversation with Claudia where he indicated that he doesn't really trust Zach. But when he talked to Ty about Rob not trusting Zach, Ty said Rob needs to go, essentially, because Rob doesn't trust Zach, and that's no good. Now, instead of giving Rob a straightforward heads up, hey, Ty's worried because you don't trust Zach, Jonathan is actually just straight up vouching for Zach, trying to get Rob to not distrust Zach. The intention here is clear to me. He's saying, hey, Zach really put in work for us to get JM out for us. Zach is a team player. Don't distrust Zach. So that could mean that he is, again, just fully with Zach and Ty, and just trying to keep Rob, you know, from spilling. Or again, he could be more of this kind of Josh-ish player, and he's just trying to keep everyone calm. If Ty is concerned about Rob because Rob doesn't trust Zach, then I'm going to get Rob to trust Zach so that everyone's, you know, happy and fine. Rob agrees he's grateful for Zach. Jonathan says that Rob is doing a good job of getting in with the girls like Shania and Renee because Jonathan is not as close with them. Now, this again could be coming straight from that conversation with Ty. Another thing Ty was worried about with Rob was that he was like, hey, Rob has his own people like Shania and Renee, but he also wants all of our people too. He's trying to get in with Claudia. He's trying to get in with Santina. Like he needs to, you know, keep in his own lane here. So when Jonathan says, hey, you've done a good job with Shania and Renee, that could again be Jonathan trying to keep Rob in his lane. Focus on those two. Hard to say though. Rob says the thing about Shania is that he doesn't want to be fake flirting for the sake of the game. Says that Shania is a very flirtatious person. She's, you know, she flirts with him a lot, and he doesn't want that to be the only reason he sees value in talking to her or talking to him. And he just wants to be respectful of the whole situation. He doesn't want to use any kind of like flirtation or like, you know, anything like that in the game. That's not really his style, what he wants to do. It's so funny to me too, because this whole Ty Rob war, like they have such different takes on that, where Ty was like, oh yeah, I'll 100% use my showmance with Claudia. They're like they're kind of like opposite ends of a spectrum of in a few different ways. Rob says that Hope told him, he's like, listen, I got some more stuff on Hope. Hope told me, what if we get Dan out this week? They laugh again. Oh my God, Hope, this guy, get Dan out. What is this guy saying? We worked so hard for this to happen to get JM out. Why is he talking about getting Dan out? They're not worried about it. They're just laughing at how ridiculous it would be to not take out JM this week. But it's pretty clear to me, we knew this from a couple of days ago, that Hope actually does have a decent relationship with JM. He told JM that he has a girlfriend, which is not something that a lot of people know. And when he was talking to Zach, he was trying to defend JM, saying, I don't think JM's coming after the guys, but Zach was immutable. He wouldn't move. So it's clear that Hope is still trying to maybe keep JM, but nobody's taking him seriously. Jonathan and Rob count votes. They think themselves, Zach, Ty, Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika are all locked in votes for JM to leave. So we'll come back to that, especially Daniel and Anika. Obviously, I mean, Kuzi, Daniel, and Anika, those three are votes that could theoretically be locked in, or could also just be they're just kind of convincing the guys that they will do what they want and probably will because they don't have the numbers anyway, but may not be as locked in as these guys think they are. But again, it's hard to say. Claudia has a conversation with Renee briefly, or not briefly, they have a long conversation because they're prepping for a double date. Yay! They're just talking, oh, wouldn't it be, we're going to do this in real life and blah, blah, blah. The only thing of real substance here is that we learn that Claudia says to Renee, I may have had a little kiss today. What? Claudia and Ty may have had a little bit of a kiss. Renee asks how it was. She says, it was just okay. Renee says, oh, that's so soon. Oh, I don't know. So the showmance is, you know, coming in, swinging into focus. They go on the double date. Claudia and Ty, Hope and Renee. Weird that Hope is on a double date, but, you know, it is what it is. Renee, they're not, the Hope and Renee side, definitely not taking it seriously. Renee talked to Claudia beforehand, like, yeah, if we do this in real life, like, this is not a real date for me. You know, there's nothing actually there between Renee and Hope. It's just more fun than anything else. That lasts like an hour. And you don't need to hear about it. I didn't need to hear about it. Kuzi and JM are going to talk after that. Finally, we get some reaction from JM about being put up on the block.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
JM is telling Kuzi that he thinks he can get the numbers to stay. But there's something unfortunate that he figured out with this whole three nominee situation. Basically, there's 15 people in the house. Santina's the HOH, so that takes away one vote. Then there's three nominees, so three more votes taken away. That means there's 11 votes total. Given that he says 11 votes, I'm assuming that Claudia does in fact have a vote, even though she's safe. 11 votes total, which means you need six to have a majority. But with three nominees, you need all six of those votes to vote for the same person. Because if they split their vote, it's not enough to have six people that don't want you to go. You need those six people to all vote the same way, which makes things more difficult for him as the person that has a target on his back. It's harder to get out of that situation when you have a solid block of votes specifically coming for you. You need to not only get people that don't want you out, but you need to get people onto one more specific person and not just vote willy-nilly. So he says, and Kuzi agrees, that it'd be easier to get people to vote out Dan than it would be to get people to vote out Renee. So if Santina put him up, but his problem is if Santina put him up as a target, he assumes that she feels she has the numbers to take him out. He's trying to figure out who does Santina think she has. He thinks Ty, Rob, Claudia, because of Ty, would be the three people that he thinks are would be locked in against him. But he can't figure out who else would be a vote against him that Santina feels she has. This, to me, betrays a deep misunderstanding of house dynamics from JM's. And he very clearly has been left very much in the dark for the last, you know, 11 days or whatever. I don't think he has much of any clue what's happening in there, which is not necessarily his fault. I think he's been left out of things from jump, but very much does not seem to have an idea of his true position. So he thinks he would have people who want him to stay: Kuzi, Daniel, Anika, and probably Hope. He's right about Hope, but interesting that, again, he names specifically Kuzi, Daniel, Anika, which are the three names that Rob and Jonathan just mentioned as their three votes locked in against JM. He thinks he does not have Zach, which is particularly interesting because trusting Zach is what kind of got him in this mess to begin with, to a degree. And he seems to be aware that Zach, at the very least, would not choose him over Dan. He would want Dan Szabo to stay over JM. Or maybe he actually doesn't trust Zach a little bit more than he did before. But again, who knows? Kuzi says that she thinks people are looking at Dan as a bigger threat, especially because of his performance in the veto. And he'll be coming after Santina anyway, so she should really want him gone. It's difficult to really pinpoint exactly where Kuzi stands here. My read on this conversation was that she was kind of placating JM. Certainly not giving him the information that she knows that he doesn't. And that maybe she'd be okay with him staying if he did, but that she's really not going to stick her neck out to keep him safe. That was the vibe I got. And I'm not sure how true that is at this point, but we'll see. I think emotionally, I think she likes JM. We'll see that sort of on an emotional level, she's there for him. So JM says, I think if I can get to Claudia, maybe I can get to Ty. That's obviously not true. He does not see that Ty is one of the main people against him. Kuzi says that Santina has no more power. All she's done is proven that she can snake people. So why would we do what she wants anyway? JM is really sad because he sees Dan as a real friend in the house. And he's upset that his only way of staying is to campaign against him, essentially. I think that, again, trying to really piece together what happened with JM, you know, we're talking about, like, what an idiot for telling to these two guys that he would be willing to go after guys. But again, like, the real thing here is that he trusted Zach and Dan, and he shouldn't have. I mean, that's basically the thing. Dan essentially, or Zach essentially, had a choice. He could have kept that information to himself and played both sides. He could have chosen to work with JM over the bros, or he could have done what he did, which is side with the bros against JM. I mean, it was like day two. And, you know, what JM said wasn't that egregious. Like, lots of people say things like that all the time, right? Like, I'd be willing to go after these people. I'd be willing to do this. But at the end of the day, for whatever reason, Zach didn't want to work with JM. And so, you know, that was it for JM. But I think the point here is that JM trusted Zach, and he trusted Dan, and he really shouldn't have. So Kuzi says, listen, I have heard people say that it's not the smartest move to take you out. And he starts crying. It's like, that's good to hear. She says, you can do this. He says he's excited for Santino to watch the show and see that he genuinely wanted to work with her because she's making a dumb move. And Kuzi says, as much as she'll tell Santina that she trusts her, that she will support her decision, she now knows that she'll never trust Santina in the game because this is a very snaky move. So Claudia comes in. JM talks to her a little bit. He wants to know, or he wants her to know that he told Ty he respected his decision to use the veto. JM tells Claudia that after the veto was used and he went on the block, he talked to both Claudia, both Santina and Ty. Ty told him that he made the move with the HOH's blessing, that that's what Santina wanted him to do. Santina told him that Ty went rogue and used the veto without telling her that that was what he was going to do. So he was getting two different stories, and he's letting Claudia know that he believes Ty's story, that Santina was in on it. He does not believe Santina. He thinks that, I mean, he's saying this to Claudia, at least he believes that Ty is a stand-up guy and that Ty is not lying. He thinks Santina's the one that's lying. He thinks that Santina wanted him out. Claudia says to JM that she's rubbed the wrong way by Santina's decision. She thinks it's a sketchy thing to do. Claudia says to JM that she thinks Santina is just trying to connect with the boys and not really play her own game. That's her read on Santina. After she says this, the feed's cut away from this conversation. I think we got a little too spicy for our curated feeds. Instead, we get a conversation with Ty and Kuzi. Kuzi is asking him how he feels about the Rob thing that he talked to her about a couple of days ago, indicating that Ty has talked to Kuzi about his worries with Rob. I talked yesterday on the roundtable about how freely Ty was giving out that information. The fact that he's given it to Kuzi, oh boy. But she's asking him for an update. He says, I'm just trying to finish out the week. He may be regretting the fact that he gave that information to Kuzi. But he says, Zach told me that Rob is starting to mention that he doesn't trust Santina. Rob will have to go eventually. So she says, well, what is Santina's gameplay after this move? Like, what is she going to do? And Ty says, well, I told her not to talk to people. She doesn't have to justify her decision. Kuzi says, okay, listen, you need to speak to Anika because Anika was questioning whether it was the right move to send out JM. This to me, again, indicates that even if Kuzi wants JM to stay, she doesn't think it's going to happen and is fully on board with taking him out to further ingratiate herself. Or she actively wants JM gone. She's giving Ty details on, hey, Anika is possibly somebody that could maybe vote for JM to stay. So get on that so that she doesn't do that. Ty says, he'd be surprised if anyone was swayed. You know, like, it's not like, you know, where would those votes be? He said he'd be surprised if Daniel was swayed because he felt like Daniel had a personal thing against JM. I have no idea where that came from. JM certainly doesn't think that Daniel has a thing against him. He thinks Daniel's one of the votes he has. So who knows? Very confusing stuff. We come back to Claudia and JM. Now that they're done with the, you know, spicy, hey, Santina's playing for the guys talk. And she says that she knows, she's glad to know what JM told her about Santina. We missed whatever he said. But she says now she feels like she might have been Santina's target prior to getting safety. And she's happy that JM told her about this. I don't know what JM told her, but the way that she said she was grateful that JM told her about it made me feel like she didn't believe it. You know what I mean? You know how like people campaign, they say things and you're like, oh, I'm so glad you told me that person that doesn't actually know anything about the true dynamics of the house. I'm going to pretend like you just gave me information that actually changed my mind. But in reality, I know you don't know anything. So I'm so glad you told me that. Oh man, looks like I would have been in danger. Oh man. That's the vibe I got from Claudia, but who knows? She says that she does see that Ty is connected to Santina. But she doesn't think that she would want to work with her herself because she sees Santina as sketchy. So that was Claudia and JM. Santina comes in. Santina's going to have a conversation with JM. Kind of funny. They go to the HOH room. He's like, before she comes in, he's like, all right, be nice, play nice. Don't be mean. He explains to Santina that when he said he wanted her, and he says, listen, in case this is the reason why you put me on the block, can I just explain to you that can I explain this jury comment to you? He said, when I said that I wanted you and Zach in jury, because you guys knew the game and you were smart, that was not me saying that I wanted to put you in jury. That was me saying I wanted you to make it to jury. And she's like, oh, well, okay, I apologize. I don't know. Maybe I let people get in my head. Maybe I have trust issues, but that was just, you know, how I felt. And he says, listen, I've heard a lot in the last 3 hours. And he says, do you want me out? Is that the point here? And she says, listen, you're up there because I don't know if I'd be your target down the road. And he says, okay. Listen, I just want you to know that if I stay, we can work together. He says, well, what does that mean? Work with me. He says, well, I think you're strong. I think you're connected to the guys. Guys are my weakness. I don't know how to connect with guys. You've connected with the guys. I think that means that, you know, we could work well together because we complement each other. He says, I want to work with you. You're strong. You're smart. You'll see. I was saying all week that I wanted to work with you. He says, man, this sucks. I will tell you, I tried to study, you know, the game, but I did not study how to get out of a back door. I couldn't name a single person that successfully did it. I don't know anybody that got out of a back door. She says, okay, can I ask you something? Did you say anything about like my intentions as HOH when I won? He says, no. He swears he did not. She says, I was told by people. She says, listen, okay, I'm not going to lie. I was told by people that they would target you next week if they were HOH. I don't really know why. Essentially trying to tell him like the house is more against you than you thought. But the feed's cut away again from this conversation. Probably again, I guess too spicy. Why would the house be against JM? We can't really know. We're supposed to only believe that it was that comment to Zach. Right? Couldn't possibly be anything else. Koozie is then talking to Anika and Jonathan. They're talking about Dan Szabo's pitch, how bad it is. Anika in particular talking about how bad his pitch was. Shania joins them and they ask what she thinks. She says she thinks it'll probably have to be JM that leaves just because that's where people are leaning. She says that you just have to align with the majority in this game. Love these non-fans. Anika says, listen, I just think that Dan's pitch was really bad. That's all I'm going to say. So it does seem that Anika is kind of in the mindset that she wants Dan gone. I don't fully know where Koozie stands. I have no idea where Daniel stands. But at the end of the day, if we are counting votes, you do have these guys, right? You have five, or at least four of the guys. You have Ty, Rob, Jonathan, and Zach, all definite votes against JM. You only need two more, so it's not looking great. If Hope goes with them, which he probably will, even though he wants JM to stay, that's a fifth vote. And then you only need one more at that point. And you could pull that one vote from a lot of different places. You could pull it from Claudia, Anika, Daniel, Vanessa, like a lot of different people, even if they aren't like with the guys, might just vote that way anyway. Shania, it's again, just not looking great. I think that if JM were to stay, he would need to pull all of Koozie, Anika, Shania, Daniel, Claudia, and Vanessa. Those are 6 votes. If he gets all of those votes, he could maybe get Dan out. But almost all of those people are connected to the guys in some way and would have to, like, it would piss the guys off if they didn't do what the guys told them to do. And so they're probably not, all 6 of them are probably not willing to do that. That is kind of where we're at this point in the house. That was the last bit we saw on the drop. I honestly don't expect anything to change this week. I mean, on top of the fact that we're not getting much, it's also been a very straightforward first week of gameplay. So we will, we will see if the HOH shakes anything up and if the twist stays in place and then D shakes things up. So we will have to wait and see on all of that. All right. So that's what I have for you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I will be back at some point tomorrow, probably. We're still just trying to see if there's any kind of consistency in the release schedule. But until then, we're just kind of playing it by ear. I will be live on Twitch tonight, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong, watching tonight's episode live with all of you. If you need some, emotional support for what they've done to this once beautiful show. And then after the episode, we'll be live talking about it on the podcast. So come check that out as well. I talked about the Last of Us finale. Check that out. Great podcast. Really enjoyed doing that over on Post Show Recaps. And I've got some Among Us videos over on YouTube. So check that out as well. Very fun stuff. It's called I Casually Predict the Imposter's Every Move because, it's basically, it describes, describes what happens. So it's a fun time. Check it out. Thanks again for joining me. And I will see all of you next time.